Hi, welcome to the Excellent Writer podcast. I'm Melanie, I'm a certified life coach, and I specialize in helping people like you get things done, find ease and motivation again, and get unstuck when it feels like you've lost your mojo. Before we start today, I'd like to thank very much Jupiter HDSKWE in Canada, who wrote a very kind review on Apple Podcasts. That person wrote, "Exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you so much. These podcasts are the groundwork you need to hear and do if you're feeling stuck and want to stop spiraling into negative thoughts about yourself and your career." So thank you so much, Jupiter, for letting us know. I really appreciate that you took the time to go and leave a review. Thank you. Today, I'm going to speak about a certain expression that we use that creates a lot of damage in our life. It's when we use the word should, as in, I should do this, or I shouldn't do that, or the situation should be like this, or the situation shouldn't be like that. I want to unpack a little bit what's behind when we say things like that and what the consequences are. So when we say I should, or the situation should be or shouldn't be, it's usually for one of the two following reasons. The first one, it's basically a covert way of blaming ourselves. So when I say I should be working on my report, or I shouldn't react that way even when I'm stressed, or I shouldn't take another cookie, or I should do something about my lack of competence in that area. Basically, what I'm saying is that I wish that I were the kind of person for whom it spontaneously came to not want a cookie, or for whom it would be spontaneous to write my report at the time I have said I would. And by telling myself that, I'm basically saying that I am disappointed that I am not this kind of person. I want to do something that I find difficult, such as writing that report right now when I don't really feel like it, or refrain from eating the rest of the cookies when I really feel like eating them, and try to do something difficult while feeling disappointed or frustrated about yourself. Well, good luck. And the second kind of thing that we mean when we use the word should is that reality should be different. So for example, when we say, my boss shouldn't behave this way, or the situation shouldn't be like that, or the tax office should be more supportive of newly created companies, or my blood pressure should react better to the treatment. What we really mean is that people and things should behave in a way that's in line with my expectations. And it's the same thing as before. By saying that it should, what I'm saying is that reality is disappointing, or that I am powerless to get my wishes. And if I need to do something to influence the situation, it's going to be very difficult to do that from feeling disappointed or powerless or any other such unpleasant feeling. I heard somebody say it in a very crude but very memorable way, which is that don't shoot all over yourself. So I'm going to offer a translation that you can use instead of I should that will help you notice what's going on for you and address it in those moments. So what I want you to have in mind is that every time you're saying I should, what you really mean is I want to. It means I wish I spontaneously felt the desire to. And since I'm not, I'm looking down on myself or on my perspectives of success in the situation. So I really want this other person or this situation to spontaneously go in the direction of my expectations. And when it doesn't, I make it mean something negative about myself or about my future success. So when you remind yourself that you want to do something, but you're not doing it, you're creating negative feelings. When you're telling yourself, I want to not eat the cookies, you're creating negative feelings. You start thinking that you're incapable or lazy or out of control. And when you think that way, it makes you feel inadequate, frustrated, discouraged. And from those negative feelings, it's going to be very difficult to do difficult things, such as write the report when you have decided that it's time to do it, or manage your difficult boss, or any of the situation in which you're shooting yourself. What's going to happen is that you're going to give up and you're going to give in to the spontaneous feeling you have, which is to not do the difficult thing and choose the easy, spontaneous direction. So if you want to make yourself want something, you're going to need to spend a little bit of time reconnecting to all the reasons that you want the thing. You need to paint a picture of the thing that makes you desire it. So instead of, I should write this report, notice that what you really mean is, I want to write this report. Acknowledge that right now, you actually don't want to write this report. And so figure out why. And maybe the reason you don't want to write the report right now is because you're afraid that the report is not going to be good enough and that your client is not going to be satisfied. Or maybe you're reluctant to write it because it sounds like a lot of boring work on a topic that you're not very interested about. Or maybe you're disappointed in yourself because you were supposed to write it 3 weeks ago when you finished the assignment and you still haven't done it. So figure out why right now you don't actually want to do the thing. And then find out all the reasons why you do want to do the thing. So for example, all the reasons why you do want to write the report right now. So one reason might be that you don't want to have to think about this bloody report anymore and feel bad about it every single time you think about it. So if you write it, you will get rid of all of these negative thoughts. Maybe you want to learn how to motivate yourself to do things that are part of your job and that you don't love to do so much, such as write a report after the fun and exciting assignment is over. Maybe you want to know better what your client is after and you're ready to receive negative feedback about the report in order to understand your client better. So dig deep and find what is the compelling reason that I am ready to do this, even though it might be a lot of work, it might be risky, the outcome might be uncertain, I might not be sure if I'm going to do a good job or not. Dig deep and figure out what are all the reasons why you actually want to engage with this task right now. And don't allow yourself to answer, "But I don't want to do it, it's boring, I have no reason," because that's not true. If you really didn't care, you would not be shooting yourself in the first place. So find what are all the reasons why you actually want to do this thing and reconnect with them and make them compelling. Same thing if you're shooting yourself about another person's behavior or a situation. So for example, my blood pressure should react better to the treatment. Step one, you translate. You replace should by want to. So for example, I want my blood pressure to want to react better to the treatment. Or in better English, that means I wish my blood pressure would spontaneously react better to the treatment. And acknowledge that right now, you're upset because it doesn't. And then figure out why. Why are you upset? Well, I'm upset because I'm afraid that my quality of life will worsen. I feel powerless to influence the situation and that's scary. I worry that I won't be able to work as much as I'd like on my new project because I need to rest because of my blood pressure. Or I imagine that at some point I'm going to become despondent and I will have to ask my family to care for me like a child, etc., etc. So figure out what are all the reasons that you're feeling upset about the situation not behaving the way you wish it was. And it's probably going to sound extremely obvious why you're disappointed or why you're upset. It's not because it's obvious to you right now that you're actually aware of the reasons why it feels obvious. So really make the effort of writing down, however painfully obvious it sounds to you, but explain as if you're explaining to somebody from another planet who had no clue what is so obvious about why you're feeling upset. Describe in a lot of detail what is upsetting you about the situation not reacting the way you wish it would react. And notice that when you're describing this to yourself in this way, you're creating a lot of powerlessness to yourself. You're not enabling yourself to do whatever is possible for you to do in the situation. And regardless of what a situation is, regardless of how ineluctable the situation is unfolding or how little influence you can have over the situation, you always have control about your attitude. You always are able to change the way you're looking at a situation to make yourself at least be okay in the situation. So you can find out all the reasons why you are okay in the situation, even though it's not going in the direction you hoped for. So for example, in my example with the blood pressure, perhaps that the fact that I might be about to lose some key elements of my health make me notice how blessed I have been up to now. And maybe I notice that I want to actually celebrate this health that I have while it lasts. For example, by not working as late as I have been working recently and taking a walk in nature more often and placing my focus on my body and enjoying that relationship while it's good. And I can do that right now. Like I don't need to wait for next week or 3 weeks from now. I can start to do that right away. Or maybe I can notice that being in this unpleasant situation with some health issue is an opportunity to notice how many people care about me. From my immediate circle all the way to doctors who don't really know me and who have placed their lives in the service of strangers like me. And that can be a way to feel connected, for example. So I will still be with a bad health, but I will feel connected. And from that very powerful, very pleasant feeling, I might be more inclined to do all the things that will help me tackle or manage my poor blood pressure. Or maybe I can notice that having this high blood pressure is the opportunity for me to learn how to enjoy the moment, to be present to myself, to find those little instants of joy and connection as they arise, etc., etc. Because ultimately, when you're saying that something should be different or someone should behave in a different way, what you're doing is that you're fighting reality. You're telling yourself, I had this perfect plan, and now this thing or this person is coming in between me and my plan, and I cannot be bothered to make the effort to adjust my plans accordingly. And you know what? I agree with you. It does suck that you need to change your plans. It would be so much easier if reality would just conform to your expectations. But that's the difference between living in reality, using this opportunity to show yourself how resourceful and resilient you are, versus living in fantasy and constantly proving to yourself that you don't have what it takes and that the world is unfair and that things never happen in your favor. And personally, I know which narrative I prefer to tell myself because I know which narrative makes me feel good and makes me feel empowered and makes me feel energetic and have the kind of energy and determination that helps me influence the situation in the best possible way. I don't love obstacles, but I do truly enjoy proving to myself that I can overcome them because that makes the trust I have for myself deeper and stronger and more vibrant. And it's a big part of the reason I love to have myself around because I think she's so reliable. She's so dependable. She's such an amazingly creative problem solver. And if you want a relationship just like that with yourself, you can start by translating your shoulds. I should really means I want to. And you know exactly how to make yourself want something. It's to describe it in a way that sounds enticing and that you actually can believe. It might not be easy at first, but it's like everything. 100% of those who succeeded started out by trying. I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you did and you want to help me reach other people who need to hear this, the best way is to share it. You can tip a friend and you can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you want the transcript, it's on my website, excellentwriter.com/podcast. Thanks a lot for listening today. And remember that even when you can't get yourself to do what you want, even when you're stuck in negative emotions and unpleasant thought loops, and even when you don't believe it, especially when you don't believe it, you're not broken, you're not flawed, and you're definitely not jinxed. You're just learning how to be an excellent rider. There are no bad horses, only untrained riders.